Gallery at another wonderful event. I can't tell you how proud I am and pleased I am that the Catskill Community Orchestra has returned for another presentation of their work. I've listened to a bit of their rehearsal. I think it's going to be a lovely, lovely evening. Thank you all for coming. As you know, this is our gallery. Gosh, I had all these things I was going to say and whatever. But anyway, the works are for sale. The orchestra is not, but they can be bought. No. But do come back again. They're returning on August the 8th, and we're pleased to have them back. We had last week the first live broadcast for the local community station, WGXC, got it, and was terribly successful. We had the River of Dreams, the book signing by Hudson Talbot, and they've now opened, by the way, the school children of the local school children in the community have devised a play, a musical, based on Hudson Talbot's book. It opened last night. It's running for 6 performances. It's free. It's at the Catskill High School. If you enjoy music, then go and see that on another evening. I'm glad you're here, though, tonight. Thank you. Enjoy. Now it's over to David. David Wooden. Thank you.
Thank you, Andrea, and welcome to our concert. This is our second performance of the year. We have several more on the back of your program that lists when we anticipate playing for the rest of this year in different locations. We have a wonderful program for you tonight. The two pieces on the program are both by one of my favorite composers, George Philip Telemann. We have a lovely viola concerto in G and a triple concerto for oboe, flute, and violin. And the soloists for each will be members of our own orchestra. Just a word about Mr. Telemann. He was a composer born in Germany, 1681, which puts him just slightly after our quadricentennial season of 1609 and Henrik Hudson, but still respectably old. He was a composer that I have done a little bit of research on and find that there are things about him that I admire. He was musically talented as a young person. He mastered several instruments by the age of 10, and he began composing. His family, however, particularly his mother's side, didn't particularly want him to go into music. She wanted him to go to law school. And so he dutifully studied, and she sent him off to law school in Leipzig, but he rebelled, and first thing he did was make a detour to go meet George Handel, who was a contemporary of his, and they became friends. And the first thing he did when he got to school in Leipzig was organize a student orchestra and start giving public performances of his own music and other people's music. And he gave so many public performances that he royally ticked off the faculty member that was supposed to be organizing the student orchestra. And so the account that I read said within a year or two, he left Leipzig. I don't know if this was Leipzig's idea or Telemann's idea, but in any way, he went out on his own. He remained friends with Handel throughout his career. Handel once said of Telemann that Telemann could write out a church piece in 8 parts faster than Handel could write a letter to a contemporary. And Handel did write letters to Telemann. Once he sent him even a crate of flowers from London with a note saying, I think you'll enjoy these. Another contemporary that Telemann met was Johann Sebastian Bach. He was also a German composer and a contemporary, and they met soon after Telemann went to school at Leipzig. Bach took over that orchestra that Telemann founded. And they were close throughout their entire life. In fact, Johann Sebastian Bach's son, Carl Philipp Emanuel Bach, was actually baptized with Telemann as the godfather. He held CPE Bach at the baptism, and that's why they each have the name Philip. George Philip Telemann, C.P.E. Bach. So that's little footnote to history. Now, tonight, we'll start out with our viola concerto in G major. And I hope you enjoy it.
Thank you. Thank you.
scene shifting to do, and while musicians change their positions, I'd like to tell you the story of how this next piece came to be on the program. The first piece I heard when I was very young, part of my string program growing up in Vermont, and as part of that, I got to go to a music camp in August that was held at Bennington College. This was about 1969. I was 14 or 15 years old. And it was a music camp for our string group. And also, there was at the same time a contemporary composers conference going on the same campus. And we got to go and listen to those concerts, which, as a teenager, both fascinated me and repelled me. Because, on the one hand, the idea that adults could get away with making such sounds and, you know, being treated as serious musicians. On the other hand, it was like, you know, oh, this just doesn't sound right. But as part of the contemporary music concerts, which included, you know, vocalizations and stands being thrown and screeches and all kinds of strange sounds, they always would include at least one classical piece on the program, probably to give the audience's ears a little break. And at one of these Wednesday night performances, I heard a lovely piece. I saw a violin, an oboe, and a flute with the orchestra backing them up. And it was just wonderful, and I just loved it. Especially the second movement stuck in my head. And I remember looking on the program saying, it's Telemann. Well, for years after that, I would hum this piece over and over my head, but of course I forgot all about who wrote it and what it was until just recently I started trying to track it down. Well, what I didn't mention before was that Telemann was one of the most prolific composers known. He has over 3,000 published works surviving. And so when I started trying to investigate whether this really was Telemann and which piece it was, it proved next to impossible. I would hum the theme to other musicians and they would say, I don't know what you're talking about. And finally, what happened was the internet came to my rescue. I Googled for the name of the person who was in charge of the composers' conference back in 1969. It was Alan Carter, in charge of the Vermont State Symphony Orchestra. And I remember the musicians who had played in the concert. Max Polakoff played the violin, and Melvin Kaplan played the oboe. And putting those things in the internet, Google popped up with the information about the composers' conference and the fact that Alan Carter's private papers were now in a box up in the University of Vermont in a library. So I emailed the University of Vermont and a very kind reference librarian there said she would have one of her people go and put the box down, and there were the programs from 1969 of the concert I had attended, which sent her a few bucks, and she faxed them to me, and I looked and said, that looks like the piece. And I put that in Amazon, and within 3 minutes I had the MP3, and I said, that's it, that's the one. So it's like amazing. And now, in retrospect, the reason that I could not find the piece for all those years is because, even though I'd seen it performed with a viola, a violin, an oboe, and a flute, Telemann actually wrote it for the flute, the oboe d'amour, and the viola d'amour, three different instruments. Now, the viola d'amour doesn't look like a viola. It has 7 strings, that's 14 strings, tuned in a major octave. Triad. So when I got the music, there were more problems to try to reconstruct this and make it available to play. But in any event, that work is done, and we're here to perform the triple concerto for flute, oboe d'amour, and viola d'amour, restored for Catskill Community Orchestra. Thank you. Thank you. For coming to the concert. Thank you for sharing that with me. and we wouldn't want to send you home empty-handed. And we have one more little shift of position to do. Because we want to do one more short piece for you, and this is something I'm sure you'll recognize, and it's written by God. It's written by the father of Telamon's godson. Now you'll have to figure out who that is.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, thank you, thank you, and come enjoy some refreshments with us.
Thank you.